time now for your letters and for a larger-than-usual set of corrections.
That's right. We heard yesterday from commentator John McWhorter on the question of whether Congressman Joe Wilson's outburst could be considered racist. McWhorter said that Congressman Wilson's Democratic opponent had raised a whole lot more money than Wilson has since that outburst.
Well, in fact, Wilson and his opponent have been trading the lead in donations, but as of yesterday, they were about even.
We have two items to correct from our obituary for Patrick Swayze. We said Mr. Swayze's first movie role was in The Outsiders. In fact, Swayze's first film role came in Skate Town, USA in 1979.
And Taylor Spray of Carbondale, Illinois, flagged another mistake. He's clearly a close watcher of Swayze's film Point Break. We said the actor wore a Nixon mask in that film. Wrong again. He wore a Reagan mask.
And next, we have to correct a detail from your conversation, Robert, yesterday with Dan Neal of the LA Times.
That's right. He was at the Frankfurt Auto Show, and I asked him if he'd seen his dream car, and he exclaimed that a particular Ferrari was, in his words, as they say in Ferris Bueller, very nice. Well, be careful when you quote much-loved films.
Randy Vall of Meadows Place, Texas, sent us this. As any Bueller fan knows, he said it was so choice. Dan knows a lot more about cars than I do, but he is a dilettante when it comes to Ferris. Watch the movie a few dozen more times, Dan. Then you and I can talk. Well, here's the full quote from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I love driving it. It is so choice. If you have the means, I highly recommend picking one up.
Well, finally, our story about Brazilian composer Jarbas Anhele got many of you sifting through memories. Anhele saw a photo in a newspaper of birds sitting on five parallel wires, and he was inspired to treat their positions as avian sheet music.
Many of you wrote in to say this was not an original idea, that versions of birds on wires looking like musical notes could be seen in an old New Yorker cartoon, in a PBS promo, and we even got a phone call from listener C.J. Kowaleski.
Hi. This is CJ in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I just wanted to tell you that Steve Allen played Birds on a Wire 40-something years ago. There were those telephone wires, and there were them birdies, and he played them on his piano. And I thought that was so neat. I remembered it all these years later.
Well, we thank you for your remembrances and your corrections. Continue to send them in. Visit npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. And we will leave you with that bird-inspired music by that Brazilian composer.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.